This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. 223, out from the election.
We got the people, so that never fled. We want the masses, and all that we can get. So put a on a terrorist list.
InfoWars inspired this album. I'm proud of that. That's what old Al says. Jorgensen. He's quite the individual to hang out with.
I'm on a mission to dig up the truth. Think it was stupid and then go through. But I think you got to find a song. To pull the trigger on this whole song.
Enough of ministry. I had some fun listening to ministry when I was about 12 years old, 13 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be a really good boy today, and I'm going to cover all the news. And boy, is it amazing. The big giant quadrillion pound enchilada that's sitting in the middle of the living room, with a quadrillion pound elephant sitting on top of that, and the infinity dollar question is, where the hell are the globalists going to take us? And the answer is right into chaos, rack and ruin, and destruction. Isn't it amazing to watch the globalists flounder around like this and try one big hoax after another? And now their mass hysteria worked at first, but now everybody I talk to is now waking up and just saying, this is ridiculous, this is out of control. And the lieutenant governor of Texas came out and said, I'm a grandparent, others are grandparents, we're all talking, and we're ready to brave this thing that looks like it might kill 1% of people that are above 75 and sick for our grandkids, because the Great Depression is going to be a lot worse than that. And Trump said it last night in the press conference that Brian Williams attacked. That's coming up. He said, this isn't how America was built to operate. We don't operate like this. We would have plagues before where, 10% of the public got sick or more, and half of those died. We didn't close up shop. We didn't shut down jack squat. Now you're hearing, we're going to track you in real time with your cell phones. And, we're going to have forced vaccines next year. And this is a way of life. And now every time there's a virus, we're going to have lockdowns. Just suddenly, and it's on. No, the virus is real. It kills some people. Nobody's bad that wants to be upset about it and quarantine themselves. But that's your choice. The forced shutting down of society is unconstitutional. And it's deadly dangerous. And by operations, media and warehouses and food are all covered. So I'm not saying, I'm against this because it affects us. It makes me physically go into a rage that art supply shops are going to have to shut today when Austin declares its only essential businesses stay open. Or that Academy was told to close in Dallas, which is a lot more important than Walmart. They got a lot of good survival stuff and camping stuff and guns and everything. And clothing. And no, you're just shut. And ProPure in Michigan, our other great water filter supplier. Alexa Pure is selling out. So I said, well, let's go to ProPure. They're just as good. Let's promote them. They go, oh, sorry. Michigan ordered them shut down. I'm reading the letter this morning, and I literally got angry. Water filters aren't essential? But marijuana.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, global transmission. They're openly all over the news. New York Times, Politico, CNN. Will they cancel the 2020 elections? Because they know Trump's approval rating's going straight up. Their whole virus hysteria hoax has only backfired on them. And so now they want to move the goalpost back and say, oh, maybe we'll postpone it a year while we can dig up some new dirt on the president and make up some more garbage. What an incredible time to be alive. I got a call yesterday from one of my lawyers, who I've known about 6 years. He's a good guy, but he's a big Democrat, means well, kind of an old-fashioned Democrat, yellow dog Democrat here in Texas. He said, I'm kind of thinking Trump's right. You know, I'm looking at my 401k, and I'm looking at my first grandchild coming, and I'm looking at depression and what that'll do, and how millions died of starvation during that. And did you know millions died during the Great Depression of starvation? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that, because I'm hearing my own information come back at me. That's when you know you're successful. And I go, did you hear that from me? He goes, no, I was talking to some of the other lawyers. He said, I do think we just can't shut everything down for months and months. I mean, China is already open for business. And he goes, I think Trump's right. I mean, we just can't indefinitely shut everything down. And it looks like the death rate's lowering down to 1%, but the media's going to hype it up. And I just don't know what Trump's going to do. Then the lieutenant governor comes out and gives a press conference and says, I've talked to a lot of grandparents like myself. We're willing to die so we don't create a depression. Plus, staying home isn't going to save you. It's all a sick joke. But I tell you, the mind control. The general public, people I know well, literally believe Austin has been under a stay-at-home lockdown order since L.A. did it last week. And since New York State did it and New York City this weekend. And I said to people I know well, and I go, listen, they've only shut down restaurants and big public events and things like that to get you ready. This is all a globalist psyop for when they do say shelter at home. But even that, there's hundreds of places you can go and things you can do. And they even say, because they're our nanny state, you can go out in the park and exercise or play tennis or whatever. Just do social distancing. And people I personally know go, nope, it's a lockdown, it's a lockdown, it's a lockdown. And I'll sit there with stacks of the actual orders, state, federal, local, and what it's all based on, the Essential Services Cybersecurity Act, and I'll show them the law. And they go, well, that's your opinion. Because they want to get into the hysteria, they want to get into the fear, they want to get into the end of the world stuff. Because it's like LARPing. Most people in the modern world have never faced a real crisis. They've never faced a life-threatening situation. They've never lived in a third-world country. They've never seen open sewage. They've never gone out for a month and lived in the wilderness, you know, for their military certificate or whatever, and survived. And so it's fun to get into hysteria and to go on Fox News and sing Kumbaya songs and say, I can't leave my apartment building, when none of that's true. And so that's why Gavin Newsom, the evil one, the governor of California last week, said to the media, stop calling for martial law. It's nuanced. The public's going further than we would. They're socializing to the new system. And so we know what the new system is. Stores like H-E-B, Michael's Art Supplies, I went and saw for myself, have signs on the doors in Austin that say, don't bring cash, we don't accept cash. It's all social engineering. If you demand to use it, they still do. But it's all social engineering. And you see the IMF, World Bank saying, time to get rid of cash. Because then you've got a social credit score, then you've got your government app, and then you're not allowed to buy or sell unless you're a good little globalist, and that's the final end game of this control system, which they are already using against people, and which China has already implemented, where you can't leave your front door unless you have a government app or an Alibaba app, which the government nationalized 2 years ago in China. And the government minister went on TV and said, you will not set one half foot in front of your door, leaving your door unless we say. And now the CDC is saying, we're using all your cell phone data to track you in real time to see if you're social gathering, and you may be fined or punished in the future. It won't be this year. Next year, the vaccine comes out. And they'll say, if you haven't had it, you can't fly, you can't work. And then you'll be socially pecked on by others who will then virtue signal, Starbucks fires employees who don't take it. Even though top scientists say it's a dangerous vaccine and it's not going to cover you for next year's mutation of the virus, it's like a new flu they've introduced to us. And most coronaviruses are very unstable and drift off of being dangerous. But that's the science. And they won't tell you the science that zinc, if taken preventatively before you get sick, depending on the study you look at, is between 97 and 99% effective with viruses, period. Look it up. Type in zinc, antiviral. And you will see it for yourself. And what does chloroquine do? Hydroxychloroquine. It is simply a medical version of what is in the tonic that you get at the store, because the British government learned that it was anti-malarial, and their troops all over the equatorial world 200 years ago wanted their gin. The army drank gin, the navy drank rum as part of their pay and rations, grog. You got gin and water, one part gin, two parts water in the army. And the navy traditionally got two parts water, one part rum called grog. And they would put lime in the grog. And they would put in the gin, they would give them a tonic. A tonic was the old name for a medical drink that the apothecary or the drugstore gave you. So the drugstore symbol is like an urn with a grinder, because they would grind it up. And the military would actually, you get demerits, and you can get court-martialed if you look this up, if you didn't at least drink your tonic. Because it was an anti-malarial, and they wanted their troops ready to fight, ready to build, ready to move. No one's going to tell you you can just go to any store and get that for yourself and drink two bottles of it. So it's recommended. The listeners thought I was joking yesterday when a caller brought it up. Even the crew did. They went and looked at it. I was like, my God, the tonic, Seagram's tonic or any other tonic, has it in it. Yes. The same thing that's in hydroxychloroquine that the British military discovered. Why did the British keep winning all the wars, folks? Because they had better science. The British invented the first clocks. They invented the first major navigation systems because they wanted to win wars. And then they could keep it secret why their troops were ready to fight better. Tonic and limes. Tonic and limes. Because troops on the ground, they're not going to get scurvy because they're getting green vegetables. They're not like the Navy. They're getting malaria. And they notice this tonic protected you. But they don't want you to know that, folks. By the way, I don't own any stock in Seagram's in Canada Dry. That's just one of the companies, but theirs has it. Some so-called tonics out there don't have it today. You have to read on the back, and it will tell you that it has it in there. And it's classed as a drug. But see, it's grandfathered in. By the way, you know why Coke's called Coke, right? On record, the secret ingredient was cocaine. The secret ingredient today is decoconated, or just like you said, where it's cocoa, but it's for cocaine. It's decocained. And that's the Coca-Cola flavor is cocaine flavor. And it was another tonic. The first soft drink tonic was invented in Waco, Temple, Texas. It's Dr. Pepper. And at 10, 2, and 4, you had to have one. It was a high dose of cocaine. Same thing. It's tonics. It's soft drinks. It came from the drugstores. All of this was once known by everybody. But now we're ignorant. We've got all the big news, massive news straight ahead. Trump says he may end the disaster very quickly. We'll break it all down. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
City of Austin just announced the lockdown for people to stay in their homes, but that's a psyop. They're following a federal law I'm going to show you that actually shows hundreds and hundreds of different things that can stay open, including warehouses, food distribution, any type of media, any type of internet service company, any type of telecommunications, any type of child care, construction. Facilities that are creating food and meals and delivering food. But again, a lot of people voluntarily shut down because they want an excuse to lay their employees off and get the big bailouts that are coming. But President Trump understands this is a psyop. So he's been in a balancing act where he responded to the virus that does kill people and is a serious issue. It's the hype saying it's the end of the world that's the hoax and the psyop. He knows that China's already ramping up, ignoring the virus over there. They've only lost about 4,000. Italy's over 5,000 now because they have the oldest population in Europe and because they all live third, fourth generationally together in the same small apartments. They lose 70,000 on average a year from the flu there. And so they've lost 5,000 from this. So they know, just like with a school shooting, you on average have less than 100 people that die in real school mass shootings where it's actually a mass shooter every year. It's still too many. It's terrible. But they personalize each young person. They show them. They have their parents on. And so every time there's a new shooting, it's like this can't ever be allowed again. Well, with 500-something dead Americans, it's probably going to get up to 50,000. It is a virus that kills people. It's a dangerous virus. That kernel of truth is there. But they hype the fear up as much as they can. They don't tell you there's all sorts of things that are preventative and that mitigate, like zinc and vitamin D. They don't tell you any of that. They don't tell you, hey, your county has no cases, don't worry. They just create total fear. And when the president says we're going to be okay, even when I've had a bone sticking out of my leg, you know, the doctor's like, you're going to be okay. They go, oh, don't you say that. It's all over. People are scared. The president's a bad person. We're saying America's not built to live like this, where we just shut down in fear. We've had much worse pandemics before. Why are we acting like this? Because they have the apps and the cell phones and the AI now to totally control everybody using viruses that are constantly going to break out every year that are just as bad as COVID-19, the Chi-Com man-made virus. I said get ready because of the economy and the breakdown and the globalists trying to use it 8 weeks ago. And boy, have we been proven right. So don't panic because of the virus. Get ready and get concerned because of the panic they've created. But the worm is starting to turn. And a lot of people that said, we want to go home last week, I said, go ahead, work from home if you're a writer or a researcher. Almost all of them have come back without me even asking. They're just here. Because they're like, if I'm in my apartment, my house, I'm still going out. I'm still talking to the neighbors. How many people are in our production team over here? There's less than 10 people here, though we're exempt from that, you know, rule under the essential operations. So is our warehouse with food. But I'm mad because it's affecting all these other people that are mom and pops. They'll never get a bailout. And they are shut down forever because the public is scared and people are walking off the jobs at the warehouses around the country and at the farms and at the distribution centers. And that's what's crippling things is people before Austin even declared this emergency thought they couldn't go out of their houses because they didn't read the law. They didn't know what was going on. And the law itself is probably unconstitutional. But all that's going to be challenged. Here is the president last night talking about the fact that this isn't how America was built to work. Here he is.
America continues to mobilize every segment of our society to turn the tide in the battle against the virus. I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return and our economy will rebound. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening, essentially the opening of our country. We have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
Wonder who they're listening to. See, I don't go get talking points from globalists or DC. We showed you the university studies that the Great Depression killed 7 million people malnutrition, and we were 50% roughly or more totally self-sufficient, 90% rural. We are 90% urban, 10% rural. It's estimated, look it up, that half the rural community is self-sufficient. 5% versus 50% or more that were self-sufficient or somewhat self-sufficient. 7 million dead. You ever seen The Grapes of Wrath? It's a pro-communist movie, but it's damn accurate about what it was like living in Oklahoma, Texas, the Midwest, other areas during the Dust Bowl. And, you know, people like Merle Haggard was born on a railway car right outside Bakersfield, living in a railway car with a starving mother and father from Oklahoma. Now, you think about what was going on then, folks, and there were viruses and stuff spreading then. People were malnourished. When you got ribs sticking out, the weakest virus will kill you deader than a hammer. We don't give up and roll over like this. Especially when the airplanes are still flying. I could see if they shut those down and if a city had an epicenter of it saying, okay, we're going to restrict movement out of there if you're not tested. But this whole random stay in your homes, it's all about the vaccine coming out next year, forced inoculation. They admit it's all about programming people, and now they say that's all coming out, just as we warned you. We're going to go to break. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or country code and 512-646-1776. First-time callers in the first round of calls, 877-789-ALEX or 512-646-1776. We'll get you up and on the air on the syndicated TV radio show. Over 100 TV stations, now over 100 cable stations, over 200 radio stations. Thanks to all you spreading the word and those great affiliates. And if you're watching or listening on those stations, tell people, tune into that local station. If it's in Kansas or California or New York or Illinois, wherever, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, people call me all the time like family does. I'm in a bed and breakfast and turn on the TV and you're on it. Or you're on the local cable here on TV. What? Why you're on TV? Yeah, that's what the satellite uplinks we pay $25,000 a month on the roof are for. Anyways, we love it. We're fighting harder than ever. And Band.Video has tripled the traffic it had just 2 months ago thanks to you. Tell them, folks, hey, the truth's on. It's at Band.Video. Pass it on. America is awake and fighting back. Band.Video. Spread the word.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Genetic that transcends race, color, and creed.
It's the soul and the DNA that resonates as a transceiver with God's consciousness that is the universe. All right, let's get into it right now. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. And as soon as I see those callers up on the board, they're coming in, I will start going to them. Let me just take care of this piece of business first. And I've got a big illustration that I've got for folks. Document cam shot, please. Now, I already showed everybody yesterday. In fact, let me just get the stack. It's down here on the floor. I've moved it over. I'd already shown everybody last week here at the office and on air. This stack of information right here with the federal law and all the letters from the different corporations and the Homeland Security letters and the different orders from California and Texas and the different cities all saying the exact same thing over and over and over again, that warehouses, food distribution, newspaper, television, radio, internet, media, telecommunications, satellite uplinks, here's the federal law right here, are all exempt from these, quote, shutdown orders that are using a deceptive term. They're not called shutdown orders. Here's the Travis County, Austin, Texas shutdown order that just came out 1 hour ago. Stay at home, work safe, order 20200324-007 by the mayor of the city of Austin. And let me just turn here for you to page 5 of 9. News media, newspaper, television, radio, and other news media services are exempt. Still, no one will listen to me because it's too much fun to get hysterical. Had so many people call me saying last week, oh, you're going to be shut down. They thought the order was in place last week. And people think that I just make all this stuff up when I'm like, it's in the Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, Critical Infrastructure Act. They say, you don't know that. That's just fancy words you're using. All I went and did was read it. But you didn't think I already didn't know about critical infrastructure? All I talk about is COG and InfraGuard and shadow government and how all this stuff works. But I realized that the average person doesn't know how electricity gets to a light bulb in their house. Doesn't think about how hamburger meat gets in their refrigerator. Doesn't think about how any of this happens. And that's why we're in so much trouble. Because I would think that other people that are radio and TV hosts that I know, I probably had 10 of them call me the last week and go, well, I guess we're all going off the air. And I'm like, you're on a local radio station. That's essential services. Really? Well, even the owner's not sure. Exactly. Owners of TV stations and radio stations don't know. And again, it's because Americans don't even know their basic rights. And that's why the globalists are moving on us, is because we don't know the basics of the universe. And I don't sit there knowing all this stuff and feel powerful. It actually scares the hell out of me. And most of the crew believed me. Some of them didn't. They didn't believe me that the emergency wasn't in place last week. And they didn't believe me when I was holding the federal law, showing it to them. They're like, that's your opinion. And I'm not putting the crew down. They're great people. I'll make a huge spectacle out of it on air if I have to. Because if you don't know your rights, you're going to lose them. I can recite most of the Bill of Rights by memory. I've read the Constitution probably 50 times. I have constitutional lawyers on constantly, and I'm on the phone with them all the time every day. I live this. And that's why I'm powerful. And I'm not saying that to go, I'm powerful. I am powerful because I have information. Knowledge is power. Information is power. And that's why they don't want you to have information, because they want the power for themselves. But I want you to have the power. Because when the average person is informed and enlightened and engaged and involved, it's a better world for my children and your children together. But when we have an ignorant people, we have lawlessness, and we have corruption, and we have evil running rampant. And that's what we have. What type of nation are we that they let convicted pedophiles and others enable us, sponsor drag queen story times where fat men in clown outfits bounce small children on their knees, in some cases with only glitter on their genitals? Don't show it to the crew. When the globalists saw us put up with that, they went, hit them as hard as you want. They'll take anything. These are all tests. Now, I told you this was coming, and I don't like saying, I told you, I told you, I told you, I told you. This is out of Yahoo News. It's out of, it's everywhere. House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. It'll only be used by select corporations, so they get you get the money, but only those corporations get it. Just like when the IMF gets a loan or World Bank to a country, it's got to go to the dictator and then go right back to the globalist select companies. And you'll have an app on your phone, and you get the money that way, but you can only spend it certain places that are ADL approved. I'm not joking. ADL approved. You've been hearing like the ADL wants to approve what you can say, what you can do, where you can spend money. Closest thing to a Nazi I've ever seen is the ADL today. I mean, that's what the Nazis did. Imagine the Nazis if they had something like this. Oh, the ADL, by the way, wants a bailout of your money as well. They want your speech, they want your money, and so do all these other leftist globalist organizations. But it's really dangerous what the left turned into. So we told you that was coming. It's a war on cash. All these stores aren't taking cash now. I was driving around this morning getting more supplies and stuff. I went to get art supplies. And that's why I saw it said, you know, we're not taking cash on the door. And I saw women standing all over in their exercise clothes in this part of Austin I was driving through. And they were all standing 10 feet away talking to each other. I saw one group doing it, saw another group. I was busy, had to get to the office. I was getting my kids' art supplies because they're at home. And I didn't videotape it. But you'll see it yourself. It's everywhere. I didn't shoot footage of it, digital footage, not videotape it. We're going to go to break and come back and take your phone calls after I play some clips of what Brian Williams had to say. Juxtapose what the president said about not panicking and about America isn't a bunch of cowards with the nanny state. If we can save one life, we've got to shut everything down, and you've got to carry a phone that tracks you, and you've got to take an inoculation. And Bill Gates has a new tattoo where it stitches it into your skin. It's invisible except under a scan, and it puts the actual microchips into your skin, under the skin. And it's sewn in so you can't cut them out without cutting a whole big patch of your skin out. Just 2 weeks ago, David Knight broke that. Now it's all over the news, and China's doing it, and everybody's doing it, and it's all here. The mark of the beast, everything happening, totally insane. So what I don't like is the fawning over the hysteria and the getting into it and the people enforcing made-up stuff on themselves and exaggerating and then getting into how they're complying. But see, we've been turned into a nation of jellyfish, of followers, of cowards. There's still a lot of good people. But we have to be leaders and not comply with the mind control and the exaggeration. And we have to get in the face of the sheeple and explain to them their compliance is the danger, because the globalists are evil. They're the threat. They want to put handcuffs on you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Alex Jones, the globalists are openly, publicly trying to kill our economy. They've been bragging about it. They're trying to remove President Trump and blame him for a bad coronavirus response and the depression they themselves have been cheerleading for. Even in their skewed polls, Trump's numbers are up about 6-7 points. Meaning he's probably really up at about a 65%, not a 57% or so. They don't know what to do. But here's old Nancy Pelosi. She tried to impeach Trump for withholding aid to Ukraine, but now she has withheld aid to the United States. And it's ongoing as we speak in an attempt to bring down the stock market. Let's look in a moment and see where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is today in this tug of war to drive it down. It's up. It's up. Wow, 1,733 points, because Trump said we're probably going to open for business in a couple of weeks. See, the minute Trump got elected, the stock market went up, what, 5,000 points or so, because they've been suppressing us by design and only letting you build in China and India and other areas. That's the globalist plan. They guaranteed the Chinese century. And then once he got into office, it went up even more. And so as soon as he's confident and has a response, but then says, hey, are we a nation of cowards? Then as soon as that balance comes in, there's confidence again in the markets, even though the Democrats are holding up the stimulus package. And we'll give you the latest on that as it unfolds. You know, Pence is on live TV with Fox right now at the Rose Garden. Trump is set to come out and speak soon. We'll go to that. We'll also take your calls. But here's Brian Williams, the guy that said he got shot down in a helicopter and totally made it up, but they weren't even shot at, that they said had retired, but of course came back because they don't think you have a memory. He's up there really angry that Trump's trying to create confidence and not scaring us enough. And he's just really, really, really upset with what's going on. These people are openly betting against our country. But Xi Jinping was the best. He was doing a great job because these are globalists. So here he is, the known fraudster, the stolen glory, definition of fake news for NBC, Brian Williams.
Well, good evening once again. Day 1159 of the Trump administration. 225 days until our next presidential election. And if you were watching the White House briefing earlier tonight, then you know nothing but good news. The president says it will be over very soon, that businesses will be open very soon, and we should await the okay to get going. He says the vaccines are coming along very quickly. They are fixing the problem. He emphasized this is a medical problem, not economic, and he said the mortality rate number may be lower than people think. Now, we should point out, in the real world, the U.S. has the highest rate of increase in the world, and our numbers rocketed up again today. And again, we don't know how many people have it in this country because people can't get tested so much of the time. Of those tested, we know we have over 43,000. And the number of deaths just went up by at least 137 just today. As we come on the air tonight, the death toll currently stands at 533. The U.S. remains way behind where we should be in this fight right now. Our economy is going into a forced kind of sleep mode, and unemployment claims are higher than they have ever been in our history. The International Monetary Fund is now warning the pandemic is likely to cause a global recession before the end of this calendar year.
America continues to mobilize every segment of our society to turn the tide in the battle against the virus. I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return and our economy will rebound. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country. We have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
Meanwhile, the Senate is paralyzed, just what Americans want to hear right about now. They're deadlocked on a nearly $2 trillion emergency bailout bill. This is the second time in as many days the Senate has failed to move forward with an aid package. A big sticking point here, the $500 billion the bill would set aside for federal loans for states, cities, businesses. The bitter partisan tension was clearly evident today on the Senate floor.
We Democrats are trying to get things done, not making partisan speech after partisan speech. Leader McConnell continues to set arbitrary vote deadlines when the matter of real importance is the status of the bipartisan negotiations.
For days now, we've been engaged in intense bipartisan talks to build emergency
emergency relief legislation on an historic scale. But yesterday, when the time came to vote on these urgent measures, our Democratic colleagues chose to block it.
All right, folks, let's go over the fear-mongering that is so intense. Cuomo warns we haven't flattened the curve. Oh, there's a curve. We've all got to then shut down China, is it? We've all got to just never leave our homes again and have apps that follow us and force inoculations and drones shout orders at us. We're looking at a bullet train coming across the country. We don't turn our guns and all the kids will die. Fear and foreboding in New York. San Francisco surge. The virus is spreading. City dwellers fleeing to deserts and mountains. Go home, rats, furious locals in rural towns. Fight back. D.C. closes businesses. Louisiana has fastest growing case in the world. America may be the epicenter, says the U.N. Governors clamp down even as president considers easing. Reopening economy too early could backfire. Flood of unemployment claims sparks delayed checks. Goldman, buy gold now. Oh. Italy may set heavier fines for lockdown violations. What happens when all doctors are infected? What happens? What happens? What happens when you panic because you have it, but you're not even sick? Farewell. Invite students back to Liberty Campus. Falwell, he's protecting them. Denver exempts pot shops, liquor stores from stay-at-home order, but gun shops closed. America is the new epicenter warning. Massive bailout bill close. Entire India lockdown. Virus lingers on service for 17 days. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. America is done. But just because Trump signaled a little bit of confidence, the stock market shot up 1,700 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. If this thing kills 200,000 people, which of course it's not, you know what a depression will do just in crime and the total breakdown of society? And people not get the medical treatment they need for regular things like heart surgery, you name it, that are all going to go without? And all the rest of the insanity? This is all a psyop to accept the cashless society. And I know you all know that. And I want to take your calls when we start the next hour. But look how Brian Williams was fear-mongering versus what Pence and Trump, who are doing blitzkrieg interviews, working 18 hours a day. I mean, I see Trump doing interviews at 10 o'clock at night. He's tweeting until 2 in the morning. The guy needs to probably take it easy, but he thrives off of that. I'm 46, and I like to work hard too, but man, Trump is a locomotive hauling this uphill. He is amazing. We're going to go to break. Listen, I'm not saying this isn't something you need to prepare for. Every season there's bad pneumonia and bad flu, and zinc is what is sold out everywhere. As people know, zinc's really good, and we have a great multivitamin mineral formula ready to ship to you. We're up to date on shipping. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus has the stimulant in it, natural stimulant. Vitamineral Fusion also has it. You need all these in synergy together. Well, Vitamineral Fusion has it, and amino acids as well, great for adults and children. The Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus is for adults. And because of the crisis, even though it's going to sell out soon, I cut the price to 50% off on Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. And we have our Nano Silver Super Blue Toothpaste still in stock with the Nano Silver Super Blue Toothpaste in stock.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.